AP News, I'm Hayap Panjwani. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake rattled and unnerved much of the Northeast. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
William Yeck is a research geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey.
The East Coast earthquakes don't happen commonly. There are regions where we've seen larger historic earthquakes, but you know, we don't see a lot of seismicity on the East Coast in general.
Which is why people like Finn Dusenberry was concerned as he worked in his 26-floor Midtown Manhattan office.
I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I did think that maybe the building was going to fall down for a second, and I wanted to get out of the building when I felt that.
Robert Casera also felt the earth move in New York.
The pictures on the walls were shaking, and I felt the rumble for about maybe 3 seconds, 4 seconds.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Officials say the earthquake was likely felt by 42 million people. In remarks, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's glad that Israel intends to substantially increase humanitarian aid.
I sincerely hope that these announced intentions are effectively and quickly materialized, because the situation in Gaza is absolutely desperate.
Johnson & Johnson is pumping more money into medical technology for coronary care.
The healthcare giant says it's spending roughly $13 billion, or $335 per share, in a deal to acquire Shockwave Medical. The California-based company specializes in innovative intravascular lithotripsy, or IVL. That's using sound waves to dissolve calcium buildup in coronary and peripheral arteries. Along with stents, it can improve blood flow. Last year, J&J bought Massachusetts-based Abiomed, which makes surgically implanted heart pumps, as part of the company's new focus after splitting off its consumer health division, known for products like Tylenol Band-Aids and Neutrogena. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. The U.S. Treasury Secretary is pushing for a more level playing field for U.S. companies and workers with China. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
On the start of a five-day visit to China, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said China's manufacturing overcapacity needs to change.
This is not anti-China policy. It's an effort for us to mitigate the risks from the inevitable global economic dislocation that will result if China doesn't adjust its policies.
And Yellen said she would raise industrial overcapacity and what the U.S. considers to be unfair Chinese trade practices during talks with Chinese officials. Yellen on Friday spoke with U.S. business leaders at an American Chamber of Commerce in China event in Guangzhou, a major industrial and export hub. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Hayap Panjwani, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.